Big Joe on a snow day, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Hey, you want to win a four-pack of tickets to see Belmont take on Northern Iowa at the Curb Event Center on Wednesday, January 17th. That's this Wednesday. Caller number 3-615-737-1025 will win that four-pack of tickets to see the Belmont Bruins take on Northern Iowa at the Curb Event Center this Wednesday.
All right, I got to, before Nick Barris gets on the phone here in a moment, I need help. Where is the best sledding hill around? And there's, we need you guys to win, because there'll be a lot of sledding this afternoon. I'm going to get out and do some, you know, around.
I'm planning on it.
So let us know where the best sledding hill is, because back in the day, the best sledding hill was at Percy Priest Dam. You could go straight down over there where now they got the dog park. It was, you would hit top speed, it felt like 100. And you would just go flying down that way, and it was amazing. But they blocked it off that you can't do that. So where's the best sledding hill in Middle Tennessee? I'd like to know.
That's a good one. You can text us, 615-737-1025. Let's say hello to Nick Barris from News Channel 5, who's on the line with us. He's been nice enough to join in. Nick, good morning. Hope you're staying warm.
I just got done eating a Nutty Buddy, which was in my pocket all morning during my live shot. And that's my breakfast, and I can tell you, Joe would appreciate it.
Well, thank you for that, Nick. Can you drop some
yummy
by the radio station?
I should swing by. It's cold out here. It is cold. It's dark side of the moon cold.
So where are you right now? I saw you were in Murfreesboro earlier.
Still here in Murfreesboro. We haven't moved much from here. We try to cover, you know, all the different areas, and this is where we were assigned. So we're kind of hanging out here.
So how is it in Rutherford County?
It's not bad. It's like the same play everywhere. It's not icy, which is the key. Ice is what makes everything bad. If it's not icy, you know, the trucks have done a great job salting the roads, and they're clear for the most part, except for slush. As long as you drive slowly, if you need to get somewhere, you can get there. Just be cautious. It's not bad, in my opinion. It's just really, really cold. Thank goodness there's not a ton of wind.
Why Murfreesboro?
Well, I mean, it's part of our viewership area, and we've got reporters all the way up into Kentucky, Williamson County, Wilson County, and Rutherford County is an important part of our viewing area. So it's a busy area. We thought we'd come down here.
No, I know that. I know how TV works. I'm just thinking, what was it about Murfreesboro? What was it about? Why? I mean, is there more snow there? I mean, you're the best reporter over there. Is there more snow there?
No, I think it's probably – well, they said that there was going to be more snow more in the southern portion of the area. Heard. So that was kind of – let's say – yeah, because you're right. When they're sending the top dog out and my photojournalist Bud Nelson, okay, we're the two top dogs. You're not sending us somewhere where there's not action, okay? Let's make that very clear. Okay, and so this is where we went because they thought this might be a trouble spot, but it's not.
Okay, well, that's some top-notch reporting right there.
I want to know, Joe, do you have a pair of snowshoes?
I do. I actually have I got some boots. I'm good to go. I made it to the station this morning. I mean, I come down off my high palatial estate in Donaldson and got to the station today, but it was good. So let me ask you this. So are the interstates okay? Have you been on the interstates lately?
Yeah, because you know where I live, Joe. I had to make my way here from Murfreesboro to meet my photog early this morning. So I drove from Lebanon, came on 840, and then on to I-24 for a short distance. And it was at 4:30 this morning. I was going maybe 50 miles an hour, but it was fine. I mean, it was snowy. But and you're going slower than usual, but nothing treacherous.
Is it still the same? Back roads are still pretty bad, but the main roads are going to be a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
When you say bad, it's just that there hasn't been much traffic on it, but it's not icy. If you have the vehicle, and I'm driving a tiny little Nissan Versa, okay? I was the first people out on the road coming off Tater Peeler, and as long as I was just going in low gear at about 15 miles an hour, I had no problem.
I don't know if you've talked to or who you've talked to with TDOT, but I'm curious if, you know, we saw the brine on all the roadways. Did that make a difference at all, or because of the temperatures, did it really not do much?
I think it made a difference, especially when the vehicles start traveling over the pavement. And you're right, when it gets so cold, salt doesn't make a difference. But in this case, especially like where I'm looking at Old Fort Parkway here in Murfreesboro, with the salt that was put down and the traffic making its way over it, it clears it and you almost see bare pavement, which is really good.
How much longer are you going to be down there? You're going to report for the 11 o'clock news there, Nick?
As long as my boss, Sandy Boonstra, deems me to be out here in the elements, I will remain because – I am devoted to her and our viewership.
Hey, what's the worst? When did you move here? 95, 96?
95, yeah.
What's the worst weather snow-wise you can remember?
Since I've moved here?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Well, I mean, aside from tornadoes and things like that and floods, if you're talking about severe weather, like snow-wise?
Yeah.
Because obviously tornadoes are the worst and flooding. But, Joe, I can't remember what year it was, but when it was an ice storm, or when it was literally an ice and it was gridlock everywhere.
Yes.
That's what I say. Snow doesn't bother me. But and I can't remember the exact dates. Leland would know. But
2015.
Okay. That's it. The ice was the worst. The absolute worst. Power lines are down. You can't travel anywhere, and that's where it's really dangerous on the roads. And you know, like you guys said, salt doesn't make a difference when it's that cold and icy.
Real quick, I know you're a Pac-12 guy. What do you think about Kalen DeBoer going to Alabama?
Who wants to follow a legend? You know, I went to the University of Oregon, and I remember living out west when John Wooden retired. And, yes, I'm putting Nick Saban in John Wooden's category.
Sure.
Greatest ever. Wooden retires, replaced by Jean Bartow. How did that work out for him? How did it work out for the woman who replaced Pat Summitt? I mean, she meant well, but it's not going to work out. You don't want to follow a legend. You want to be the person that follows the person that follows the legend.
Yep. I 100% agree with you. Hey, Nick, appreciate you checking in this morning.
Right.
Great job on the TV, as Joe likes to say, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. You guys take care. Be safe. All right, bye-bye.
Nick Barris, News Channel 5, joining us here
All right,
on the
Chase.
Program.
All right, his little Nissan Versa is getting around town.
I know.
And
I know.
You Look, and your Nissan whatever can't get in it. So I think the problem is with you.
I've admitted the problem is with me. Like, I'm not good at it.
Have you been in a Nissan Versa?
No.
It's as big as it sounds, so it's a Versa.
But it sounds like it's versatile, see?
It is. It got the job done.
I got that, Chase.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Chase is stranded till sometime in mid-February, so we'll try to see if we can get you out of there soon. Maybe Nick can get you in his Versa.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Hey, I can run everything right from here.
All right, so where's the best sledding hill in your area? Wait, I got to know this.
My backyard.
Is it really?
Yeah, so the house I'm in is my grandparents' old house. So I always, whenever it snowed, my mom would always bring me over here because they have a hill that's just perfect, and then it levels out into a creek bottom because there's a creek right in the back, and you walk up the hill. Now the only problem is there's a lot of trees. So one time I literally pinballed my way down the hill. I bounced off one tree, then I bounced off another, and made my way down. So you got to kind of navigate that, but that, you know, that adds some fun to it. But I may have to try it later.
Okay, that's a good thing. For those that know the Bonas and Hermitage, there's some really nice hill. The problem is it's all the road, and at the bottom you run into Jacksonian or Plantation Drive, and so you have to have a buddy at the bottom to kind of hold off everything. But those are some really, really good hills in that area. So if you could do it, you know, find a hill instead of a road, because that's better for you.
Yeah.
But I just want to know. I mean, so much has changed, and so many people have moved here. Where are the best sledding hills around Middle Tennessee? Because I'm sure there are some really good ones.
You and I are going to be like those old ladies from that commercial.
the Amazon thing,
commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be us.
I'd love it, man.
615-737-1025. We're having some fun here on a Monday, MLK Day, and a snow day. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.